We got 35 days before the midterm elections, and the campaigns certainly are in full swing, and various residents and institutions around our area are showing their political stripes, putting out those yard signs, making displays in some case, making sure they can cover as many candidates as possible. Here's a question for you, and I want you to weigh in on this. 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. Should there be limitations on how large that display, your political speech, can be on your yard or on the yards of your neighbors, especially if they are businesses or institutions with big lots who can put up big signs? I ask you this question because of a dispute that's going on and a discussion that's going on in Grosse Pointe involving two of their most prominent citizens. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne here with that story.
Prominent is right, guy. St. Paul on the Lake Catholic Church on Lakeshore Drive in Grosse Pointe Farms sits as a landmark in that community. As with all Catholic parishes in the Archdiocese, the church is actively working to defeat Proposal 3 on the November ballot, Catholics being urged to vote no on that statewide ballot that would enshrine abortion rights in Michigan's Constitution. Letters and emails have gone out on this matter from the Archbishop Alan Vigneron. St. Paul's has erected multiple anti-abortion signs asking for that no vote on Proposal 3, and around the signs are hundreds of white crosses. Another sign on that display says 64 million lives lost. One of St. Paul's neighbors is Etzel Ford II, who has requested via email that the city have those signs removed. Here's what he said in an email late Sunday night to the Grosse Pointe Farm city manager, Shane Reeside. He said, "Signs and crosses, such as those erected by St. Paul Catholic Church, diminish the character of our neighborhood and the quality of life for residents and visitors." It's unclear whether the church had obtained a permit for that lawn display. The city has remained mum on any comments on all this. The Archdiocese has said that both the IRS and Michigan campaign finance law allows for the organization to participate in political activity related to ballot proposal campaigns, and they said they would continue to follow the laws while remaining firm in the advocacy efforts. One last note, Guy. Cynthia Ford, who is Etzel Ford II's wife, sits on the board of directors of Planned Parenthood. She donated $100,000 in May to Reproductive Freedom for All. They were the ones who gathered the signatures for Prop 3. And also, Ford himself donated more than $350,000 to Democratic candidates, both at the national and local level in Michigan.
Interesting the way this is being framed. They're saying that it's kind of a blight issue, and I can understand that. She's somewhat, in the Detroit Free Press today, kind of reframes it a little differently in saying this is a fairness issue, that the church is allowed to put up political signs five times larger than their neighbors, than average homeowners. And she says, why should their voice be louder than ours?
Yeah, there are very specific rules as to how big these signs can be. I think in a residence you can be up to 6 square feet, but churches and libraries are allowed to be 32 square feet, so there's a bit of difference, and that's what Cynthia Ford is kind of calling out in her side on this. So, yeah, there's that as well.
And we should point out that and I'm sure you've seen this. It's not just St. Paul on the Lake in Grosse Pointe Farms.
Many
Catholic parishes around this area that have erected similar. And in fact, their display is not as large as the one that's on Opdyke Road near St. Hugo's in Bloomfield Hills. So these displays are quite large, quite prominent, and they're making their voices heard. The question is, should there be limitations, and is this a fairness issue?
Absolutely. And you mentioned also Shrine of the Little Flower is a huge, obviously, minor basilica and another landmark church. They also are not shy about putting out signs similar to this, the IRS bars tax-exempt organizations like religious institutions from directly or indirectly getting involved in a political campaign on behalf of a candidate, but they are allowed to participate in advocating for political issues. And so this is where I think the line, you know, this is where the line is.
So here's another question. Is it a political issue or is it religious speech?
Yes.
In this case.
Then there's that.
Or is it both? Is it all of the above?
Yeah.
Well, we will.
Yeah, absolutely.
We will also open this up to our listeners. We welcome your thoughts on this. Should there be limitations? Is there a fairness issue, or is more speech better speech? And it's, you know, it doesn't matter whose side you're on. You got to be, I think, objective on this and say what's good for the goose is good for the gander, no matter which side of the fence you're on, whether it's pro-life or any other political and religious issue. Again, we welcome your calls, 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. Marie, thank you.
Thank you. We'll watch this Clash of the Titans.
That's exactly what it is.